It's a big weekend for the Sydney Kings. They've got a game tonight against New Zealand. Then they've got a game on Sunday as well. They were 1-2 last weekend. They need to make sure they return to some strong form that saw them top of the table. Well, they're still top of the table, but they just weren't in strong form. Brad Rosen will tell us how they'll do it. Morning, Bradley.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Very good, mate. Oh, yeah, very good. Not going as good as your Sydney Kings, though. Flying.
No, they're doing brilliantly, and obviously they've won a few games, just as many as John Farnham has been having his visits. But it was a fantastic effort by the Sydney Kings so far. But you're right, little bit of a stumbling block last week, but bounced back against a good win against Cairns on Monday night.
Yeah, they did. This game against New Zealand tonight, what's going to be key for the Sydney Kings? I think that one of the things that's been really important for them throughout the course of this year has been their defence, Brad.
Yeah, it has. And, you know, we've spoken a lot on these shows, and Jimmy, you and I have spoken on your show as well, with what's been the key for them is keeping teams under 20 points a quarter. When you keep teams under 80 for a game, the Sydney Kings usually have enough firepower to get the win. Tonight, well, I just got to let you know, New Zealand are coming in after two amazing wins, and their import, Sean Long, well, he calls himself Mr. Double-Double. In other words, he gets double points and double rebounds, and he has been phenomenal. His matchup tonight against Andrew Bogut will be worth the price of admission. Cannot wait. Bogut, in my opinion, the MVP of the league so far this season. I think he'll take the trophy for that. Coming up against Sean Long, who has been phenomenal. Cannot wait. And I'm actually calling that game on Fox tonight. Gives me goosebumps. Bring it on.
What time is that match for our listeners at home? Can we be tuning in? Very short, yeah. Sydney Kings, 1:53, Brad.
Yeah, look, and Sydney should be short too. 7:30 is the game.
Perfect.
On Fox, and really looking forward to it. It's Qdos Bank Arena. Look, as I keep saying, crowds are up, TV ratings are up, the NBL are doing an outstanding job, and this is just another one where New Zealand... interesting, though, apparently they couldn't get their flight yesterday from New Zealand, or most teams, like in all sports, they came in the night before. Something happened where the New Zealand flight couldn't get across, so they're actually flying across today. So I don't know the last time a team had to fly on the day and play. So let's see what that does.
Beautiful. It's only 3 hours, though, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Max, but, you know, just the preparation. Yeah. Usually you have a shoot around before the game. You get a nice sleep. So, you know, and then you don't have customers holding you up and stuff like that. So, anyway, it will be interesting to see. But
wonderful.
I don't think that will hold anything anyway.
Wonder if anyone, if any Sydney Kings fans at Kingsford Smith today at the customs, just holding them up, doing the extra bag checks. Watch this, mate.
Full body search,
actually,
please.
Actually, yeah, no, come this way, please.
Here's the gloves.
Yeah, come this way.
Excuse me.
36.
Double, turn left, thanks, not right.
Yeah.
I hear ya.
Yeah. Now, Adelaide 36 is too good for Illawarra, and 102-96 that match.
Yeah, called that last night as well. I thought both teams were unbelievable. They were shooting up around the 60% mark for the game. Two brilliant teams going at it, and really needed to go at it as well. Look, I think Illawarra now with that loss are going to find hard to go into the playoffs. But geez, both teams played really well, and I thought Nathan Sobey and Ramon Moore were just brilliant. Really controlled, got them the win. Illawarra were up most of the game, and then Adelaide just took over in the end in a very well coached game, and, you know, good win by Adelaide.
All right, what about on Sunday too? Because they're backing up again. Last time these two teams played, and I know it was down in Wollongong, but it was the Illawarra side beating the Sydney Kings. How do you see it on Sunday, Brett?
Yeah, I see the reverse this time. I just think for the Kings, they've got so much to play for. Illawarra, that was a tough loss last night. I think that'll take it out of them. A lot will depend on today. You know, obviously, if the Kings get through, no injuries and all okay. But I see Sydney winning that at home pretty comfortably. And in theory, the Kings should get a double win this weekend. And that's what they need. They need to just keep winning. The most important thing now is they've got a very, very good chance to finish top of the ladder, which the most important thing gives them home court advantage in the playoffs, and that'll be massive for them because they're getting great crowds in Sydney.
There's big good feeling amongst that game too. They don't like each other.
Oh, no. Look, I mean, when I played for Sydney, it was always the same way. It's big brother versus little brother. And Illawarra, they ride their season on beating the big brother. So it doesn't matter where they are on the ladder. They want to win, and they want to win well. So it'll be a fantastic game. Looking forward to that one, too. There'll be some feeling in it.
So that's your best bet, Sydney to beat Illawarra. That's at 140 with Tab. And your roughie, you're going Brisbane to beat Adelaide.
Yeah, look, this is going to be an interesting game because both teams are vying for the fourth spot. And really, whoever wins that game, it's like a double win for them because they knock one down the ladder. Brisbane are just one of those teams that if they're good, they're great. And Adelaide, they've been up and down this year. They had a good win last night. They've got to fly home now. Look, it's a toss of the coin. It's going to be a ripper of a game, but just there's a little bit for the punters. Let's hope they can get one up for them.
Is Ben Simmons getting on okay with Jimmy Butler? Just a bit of NBA before we round out, Brad. Is that okay?
So, yep. Well, at least they're coming out and saying they are anyway. But, oh, geez, I tell you what, he's had a few dummy spits, doesn't he, Jimmy Butler, in the years? Wow.
Yeah.
He's more high maintenance than some of the people who work on this.
Johnny Farnham's...
Johnny Farnham and or David Stanley.
Never, mate. You never see a dummy spit. Happy to be here.
Yeah. Mm. I am watching you guys.
You're getting it there, Jimmy. Man, that's horrific human.
You look absolutely fantastic. Two beautiful heads for radio.
Well, thanks, Brad. Appreciate it, mate.
Ain't that the truth, Brad? Good on you, mate. We'll put those tips out on social media, and good luck tonight in calling that Kings game. And, of course, the Kings, that's against New Zealand, and the Kings in action again on Sunday against Illawarra, mate. Appreciate your time. We'll speak on Sunday.
Looking forward to it, boys. Go those Kings.